Now, here's a short story from the Daily Mirror that you may have missed because it is so short and small, but it's incredibly important. Terror fears as Tories cut 200 police guarding Britain's nuclear power plants. Security at nuclear power stations is under threat thanks to government police cuts, Labour warns. The Tories are axing 200 frontline staff from the Civil Nuclear Constabulary in this parliament. This amounts to a 16% cut in numbers. Such officers guard plants like Sellafield, Dungeness, Sizewell B and Hartlepool. The news comes after Shadow Energy Minister Clive Lewis asked a question to the Department of Energy. Clive Lewis said the Chancellor promised he would protect the police, but now we know they need to be protected from his cuts. Hundreds of the frontline officers who protect sensitive nuclear power stations and radioactive materials are facing the axe, even though these are top terrorist targets. Last year, George Osborne told the House of Commons, quote, "I am announcing there will be no cuts to the police budget at all. There will be real terms protection for police funding. The police protect us, and we're going to protect the police." Interesting that, because the non-nuclear civil constabulary got a 0% pay rise this year. I wonder how they're feeling about that. I wonder how they feel knowing that they're going to be getting less money this year than they have done ever before. How committed are they going to be to your safety and your protection and upholding common law and the Queen's peace? And also, don't forget, they are all now bound by targets. If you don't meet your targets, then it's a slap on the wrist, or even, you may lose your job if you don't make enough arrests and if you don't meet your quota of convictions. That's right, every police officer in this country has to meet a quota every week of offences reported.